The background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Chicks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 502 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 37, our current temperature here in Albany. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in and say good morning to Miss Lori Nissel-Lochner. How are you, Lori?
I'm really well, Si. How are you doing?
We're doing well. And Lori, for folks that don't know who you are, where do you make home these days?
My home is in Andover, suburb of northwest Minneapolis.
Well, very good, very good. And you are the daughter of Marv and Carol Nissel?
I am. And their favorite daughter.
The favorite, too, yet. There's just the two of you. Are you the older one? You are. Okay. Well, folks, remember you guys from dancing when you had all the curls and twirls and just... You know, full of excitement. That was you guys growing up, dancing to the Marv Nissel Band and all the other bands. Isn't that true?
Oh, yes. We had a lot of fun. I just came across a picture of my sister and I. Jody Bregan is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a picture of us in our, you know, 80s hair and mini skirts and playing a Gibbon Polka Days I put on Facebook this week. Oh, my goodness, brought back so many great memories.
Oh, that's awesome. You bet. Well, for folks that don't know the background, so you were born the daughter of Marv and Carol Nissel in New Ulm, Minnesota?
Correct, yep.
Grew up going to school there in New Ulm?
Yeah, so I went to New Ulm Public School, yep. When I was, Mom took Jody and I for piano lessons when we were really little, and then my dad taught me how to play concertina.
Okay.
And I took trumpet in high school or junior high. Steve Moran with the Weninger Brothers, he was my band director.
Oh,
high
really?
Band
wow.
Yep, and then I took about 6 months of violin lessons from a lady in New Ulm, and then I started playing fiddle and kind of picked up the drums along the way somewhere, and yeah, so I play 5 instruments.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, my goodness. I'm so blessed to have grown up in this wonderful polka music that, you know, we all love to listen to and dance to. It's just really a blessing, and yeah.
Well, you have quite the following, quite the fan club. I've been getting text messages. Rich Gill really? Wants to say hi to you. Shirley and John Cullough were here at the station, and they said, we have to quick get back to the radio because we want to listen to Lori this morning.
Oh.
And so, yeah, you've got quite a following out there.
That's awesome. Shirley and John are so sweet. Yeah, we've been playing a lot at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe.
Uh-huh.
And great. Oh, my goodness. What a fun time that is. Lots of great vocals coming out and supporting, one of the last ballrooms here in the state.
So yeah, it is.
Great to see polka music still going on.
So. You bet. So we kind of broke off from high school. Did you go on to college at all, Lori?
I did. I went to Mankato State for a year, and then I went to South Central Tech, both in Mankato. I got a legal secretary degree.
Okay.
And then when I moved down to Minneapolis, I got a job with an attorney who sent me back to school to get my paralegal degree.
Uh-huh.
So I've been a paralegal for 26 years now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I love that too. It's my, you know, when you take those aptitude tests in high school,
yep.
my strengths were music and law.
Well,
so perfect.
You're pursuing them. That's great. Well, from growing up there, of course, playing with the Marv Nissel band, then you spent some time with Diversico, a Polish style band, and now starting a new band, huh? The I Polka Band.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about that. They are, that's a good sounding CD that you guys just put out.
Thank you. We're getting a lot of great reviews on it. So it was ironic. During COVID, we weren't, you know, not a lot of playing going on, and I was performing with mom and dad in church. We would always play at the United Methodist Church in New Ulm.
Uh-huh.
And I would put some stuff on Facebook, and a good friend of mine, Brian Reichle, he lives in Owatonna. He got a call to play a two-day event at a brewery, the Mineral Springs Brewery.
Uh-huh.
And he was with Big Ben and the Bryans band, and Big Ben had some health problems and retired, and he's like, I really want to put a band together. Would you be interested? He heard me play on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, why not? So his brother Kurt lives in the cities. We had a band practice, and we just gelled. It was so much fun, and we played the event, and everybody loved us. And so now we put this band together, and it's like, well, we need to have a CD so, you know, people know who we are, get some radio play, and, you know,
absolutely.
Be able to promote ourselves. But, so we didn't have a name, though. We're like, what are we going to call ourselves? And we, tossed around different things. We played this one Oktoberfest, and they still know us as Lori and the Sauerkrauts, but we didn't want that name, you know. And
yep.
So my husband now, he's a heavy metal rock and roller, and he would, you know, whenever I would do something good, he'd say, oh, you rock. I'm like, no, I polka. And it just clicked. Like, that's been my response when people compliment me when they say, you rock. I'm like, no, I polka. And it just took off. So, yeah.
You bet. That's awesome. And, Lori, you have family. You have a son and a daughter, and they're both musical as well, huh?
Yeah, so my son, Christopher, is 19. He plays multiple instruments as well. You can hear him with Diversico still, and he's also playing with Polka Family.
Okay.
And then my daughter, Lauren, she's 14, and she plays the piano very, very well. She also is a dancer, so she dances in a competition for Northern Force here in Blaine.
Uh-huh.
And so she's got the music in her, too, yes.
Is she still in high school, or has she graduated?
No, she's 14, so she's in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. But my goodness, it seems like you had to have started very early in your life to have kids that age, because you look so young yourself. You could fit in right with them.
I know. I still can't believe I'm almost 50. I'm like, this just does not seem right. I still feel like I'm 25, you know?
Well, and folks telling me, too, that you're still playing with your mom and dad and keeping that band very young as well. We're all getting older, you know, and Marv and Carol, I'm sure, are starting to feel it a little bit. But with you along, I'm sure they feel really strong.
Yes, they feel it a little bit. So I was home this weekend. I was on the farm this weekend. Mom and Dad are also going to be putting out a brand new recording.
So are they? Good.
Yes. I said, Dad, let's do one more.
Yep.
And, so we're going to, I think this will be volume 28 for them.
Okay.
So that's quite the run, right? That's 28 albums out. We were practicing all day yesterday, and then we went to church this morning, and so now I'm heading back up to the cities. But, yeah, I am just, like I said, too, I'm so blessed to be able to still play with my parents, and I stood next to Dad on stage for 40 years, and, you know, that's just such a blessing. And we were playing concertina duets last night, and it amazes me how he can write the harmony parts for concertina. Like, I can play concertina, but if I push a 2, I don't know if it's an A or a C or what the note is. You know, like, I don't know. I read the numbers. He knows all that, and it's just really amazes me that he can. And he still plays so well, and he's going to be 86 this fall.
Isn't that something? You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
And I was, as I was listening to your brand new CD, I Polka, and it says presents We Polka Do You. And yes. I was listening to that, and I'm thinking to myself, God, that reminds me of a band. I'm just trying to think. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, that's the Marv Nissel Band. It sounds so much like your parents back in the days. Really
yeah.
vibrant, and yeah, it's really neat.
So the band is consisted, the iPolka band, there's 4 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Klaus is the concertina player. He lives in Austin. He played with Mel's Polka Stars for many years.
Okay.
Started with Mel's Polka Stars.
Yeah.
And then went with Big Ben and the Bryans. So he does a great job on concertina. And then the Reichley brothers, Brian and Kurt, they had a family band growing up too with their parents. And Kurt plays bass guitar, and then Brian plays drums, and then I do whatever else.
Well, there you go. And I got to ask you, maybe it's a dumb question or not, but so you play the fiddle on some of the selections, and it sounds very, very good. Some people call it a violin. Some say a fiddle. Is there a difference, or is it all one and the same?
It's all one and the same.
It is.
The way you play it. Yeah,
okay.
So a violin is classical and a fiddle is more your Cajun hoedown.
But
it's the exact same instrument. Yep.
I was always wondering about that. And, you know, back in school, when we were in school, I was part of the orchestra band at Cathedral High School. So they would put on musicals and plays, and so they'd have a pit orchestra and would feature, you know, the strings, violins, cellos, all of those instruments. And then I was on trumpet, and you know, they had sax and clarinet and drums and all of those instruments too. And I always enjoyed playing with the string instruments. I mean, it just seemed to be such a full band when you played that way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, very cool that you were part of that. I did a pit orchestra in junior high, and that was really cool.
Yeah. And the fiddle or the violin, it just really fits with old time. I mean, it really, you and Jody, over the years, you've done some harmony parts, I think, and really done well on that instrument.
Yeah, thanks. It is a lot of fun. And what I love to do, some people don't know this, but I love to sight read. I love to sit down for the first time and play something.
I'm
a really good sight reader. I really love to do that. And we were at a gig. We were playing a family reunion a couple of years ago with iPolka, and somebody came up and said, "Do you know any Johnny Cash?" And he handed us a $20 bill, and we said, "Well, we know some now." And we put up, you know, and we found Walk the Line, and we played it that day, and we loved it. And so we recorded it. You know, it's just, it's fun to do that.
You bet. So, yeah, you've got a total of 14 songs on here, and really, I would say they're strong polka numbers, really the standard type, just the go-to numbers that you would play on a dance job. Starting out with the Barbara Polka, and then Beautiful Brown Eyes. There's a lot of bands that have recorded those numbers, and they're good numbers.
Yeah, we wanted to just do things that were common, you know, that everybody knows.
Yep, and I agree. I mean, and a lot of vocals there, and you do the vocals, and you've got a beautiful voice, Lori. It just comes through so nice.
Thank you. I really love to hear that. I always sang behind Mom, you know, as I was growing up, and then I didn't have much of an opportunity to sing with Diversico, and now with iPolka, I really love singing, and it was funny when we were recording. So, you know, we went to a new studio. Like, everybody in the polka world recorded with Jerry Minar, right?
Yeah.
Awesome CDM sound. Like, that's where we made, Barb Nissel Band made all their recordings and stuff. Well, Jerry isn't recording right now.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, where do we go? I don't know, you know? And so I have a friend in the rock and roll music business, and he's like, well, try this guy. His name's Tony Williamette. He's got the Minnehaha studio in Minneapolis.
Oh.
He's never recorded polkas in his life.
Really?
And And I could not be more pleased with the sound. He did such an amazing job.
He did. Yes.
Yeah, and then when it got time to the vocals, so I would play my parts and then I dubbed in my vocals.
Yep.
And one take, all of them, he's like, "Wow, you're just a machine." I'm like, "Well, I've been doing this my whole life." And
yes.
I love it. And when you love something so much, it's easy. Right?
Yep.
So.
Yep. And when you enjoy what you're doing, work is not work. It's just it's fun. You bet. Well, Lori, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Ty. All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Spring has sprung. That means Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th kicks off the first brat sales of the year out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Men's Lions will be cooking and hosting this first brat sale of the season, as always, weather permitting, and what a great job they've done over the years. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee while supporting a very worthwhile cause. Also, with the brat sales beginning means the Brat of the Week feature starts up again for another season as well, and that's going to begin on April 8th. The first brat of the week will be our smoked ballpark brats, just in time as the Major League Baseball season has just opened up this past week in many ballparks. For the ballpark brats, we start with a nice blend of pork and beef, add the special ballpark brat seasoning, and smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses. Take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. You can like us on Facebook, or you can look us up on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Lori, for being our guest on the program, you've been here before. You know how it works. We've got a nice meat package put up. We'll send it out to your priority mail. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Oh, my goodness. It is so delicious. I just get excited when I know I didn't even think about it, Si, when you asked me this week. I'm like, oh, we must just want to, talk about the new CD. And then I'm like, no, I'm his guest. I get the meat market package. I am so excited.
Oh, that's wonderful. We like to hear that. Well, thank you so much, Lori. And so as we get back to talking about music, I want to reminisce just a little bit. So growing up, you must have been in and out of just about every ballroom that there's ever been, huh?
There's been quite a few. I went to the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame when Molly Busta got inducted. She asked me to be one of her guests, so I got to go and partake in that. And I went to the Hall of Fame the next day, and I got to see all the ballrooms in Minnesota, right? And
yeah.
It's like, we're the land of 10,000 lakes. Well, we were the land of 10,000 ballrooms, too. My goodness. There were so many. And, I was really fortunate to get to play in quite a few of them. My husband now, we motorcycle. We've cycled out to Sturgis and, different places and stuff. And we have this ongoing joke because we'll drive by. Like, we drove by the Corn Palace. It said I played there. And we drove by a bar in Deadwood, South Dakota. I'm like, I played there. And I have. I've played all over the country, and it's so cool to be able to say that. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure you have. I'm like, no, I really have.
Oh, that is really true. And I know I haven't been in as many as you have, but I know the feeling. It is really a good feeling. And for the most part, all pleasant memories. I mean, we had so many good times over the years. I mean, you weren't playing all the time, and I'm sure you went to polka dances for entertainment when you weren't playing, huh?
Well, we tried, but, in high school, when I was in high school, I was playing four nights a week.
Oh, you were?
70 games, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep. So they're, my friends or my husband will say, oh, haven't you seen this movie? Or remember Saturday Night Live? And I'm like, no, I was always playing.
That's right.
I didn't go to movies. I didn't watch Saturday Night Live. I was always performing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade that for the world. I absolutely loved it. I got to see the country. I got to be with my family.
Yeah.
I mean, and I got to have fun and meet such amazing people. So, yeah.
And it's
really neat to look back on all of that.
And just to be part of this musical family, I mean, it is just a special feeling, isn't it?
It It is, you know.
And we could spend time on that, just talking about the relatives, because your mom, and then she's got two brothers, Larry and Leon Olson, and her dad, Arnie Olson, all were part of the bands back in the days. And then you go the other way, Jody, well, she's married to Brian Briggins, so that ties you into all of those. And so there's so much relation in the polka music industry.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, when we all get together, it's quite the party.
It is. Well, Lori, we're going to save some time to play music by the iPolka band. But when we get to this point of the show, I always like to ask, and I don't remember what you told us last time, but do you have a special memory as you look back over your career? And I mean, you're not even halfway there yet. You're still going for a long, long time, I know. But
What did I say last time? I
don't remember.
Well, you know, I don't know if I shared with you last time, but I've been working with a gentleman. His name is Greg Eklund. He was the original drummer with Everclear. It was a really popular band in the 90s, a rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on a documentary about Cliff Hermel.
Oh.
And hope to have it out someday. You know, it takes time, but a lot of going through old photos, and I have to say Cliff was one of the most influential musicians in my lifetime, and I still remember the day he gave me the $100. He made a bet with my dad before I was born that if my first instrument was the concertina, he would pay me $100.
Wow.
But if I played any other instrument, dad had to pay him $300.
Oh.
He was a pretty sure businessman. But so I knew that growing up, and dad taught me how when I was 8 years old, I played the concertina jamboree at Given Polka Days, and Cliff drummed with me, put a $100 bill on his snare drum, and when I got done, he gave it to me, and I remember hugging him, and I still have that $100 bill in a picture frame on my bedside.
That is an awesome story. Wow.
That's got to be one of my best stories.
Absolutely. Well, and he must have been such a close friend to your family, because he was part of one of your recordings with the Marv Nissel Band.
Many recordings, yes.
Yeah.
And my mom, so when my mom was pregnant with me, she would play the parade at Given Polka Days. She'd play the bass drum when she was pregnant with me. And the last Given Polka Days in 2004, I was pregnant with Christopher. And I got to play the parade there's so many special memories. I remember Cliff calling us up on a Sunday night saying, "Marv, Carol, there's motorhomes here. You got to get over here and play for these people." And we'd go over and play. And, we only lived, 10 miles or whatever from Gibbon.
So yep.
We grew up there for sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Lori, your favorite song. Do you have a favorite polka or waltz?
On the new recording or just in general?
Well, in general, in both ways. Answer it both ways.
Okay, well, my favorite polka is by polka country musicians called Magic Touch. But my favorite polka on the new CD, I really like the Golden Star polka. Jerry Minar wrote that, and I really like that tune.
Well, that's awesome. We're going to be hearing that in just a couple minutes. So we've pretty much run out of time. There's so much more we could talk about. We've got the seed there for another program sometime, Lori. I always tell everybody, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. So the invitation is there.
You bet. Thank you so much. Happy Easter to all the listeners out there. And thanks, Di, for having me on the program again.
You bet, Lori. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. So you have a great Easter. All right. And there she goes, Lori Nissel, our 502nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the brand new band, iPolka, coming up in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play, our 502nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 37, our current temperature here in Albany. Going to start out with the first selection on the brand new CD by iPolka, one called the Barbara Polka. The iPolka Band, the one called the Barbara Polka. 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading, once again, 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another nice waltz tune, this one, the Beautiful Brown Eyes Waltz.
Tomorrow we might have been married.
The Iapoca Band, the beautiful Brown Eyes Waltz. 19 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B and the gang over there, well, they wish each and every one of you a very happy Easter. And that's from everyone at Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie says it's time to think about hopping down the tour trail. Yes, Fun Vacation Tours have seats waiting for you. April 24th, enjoy a fun-filled day that includes a delicious lunch and a hilarious comedy show at the Plymouth Playhouse. You will see Till Beth Do Us Part. This tour also includes a stop at Bachman's Flowers and Garden Center before the show. On May 20th, it is Out Your Back Door, and it is a mystery day, including lunch, any admissions on the itinerary, sightseeing, prizes, and treats on the coach. May 21st, join your girlfriends, sisters, and neighbors for Girly Day Away. It is all about flowers, a narrated tram tour of the Minnesota Arboretum, a specialty lunch, and two mystery stops. June 4th, Jeannie B's heads to Stillwater for the four S's. That's Sisters Sailing, Shopping, and Sipping. It's a tour. The days include delicious buffet. We'll be on board the Stillwater paddle boat, shop the shops, and sip wine. May tours include a minication, spring slotsorama, 2 days of fun gaming at Jackpot Junction Casino. Everyone will receive $50 in free slot play. If it is gaming you are interested in, join me and my wife Janet as we hop on board with the Deadwood Days tour that departs May 27th, yes, that's Memorial Day, through the 31st. See all of the must-sees of the Black Hills, including the Hill City Train Tour, step-on guided tour of Deadwood, and the Terry Redland Center in Watertown, South Dakota, en route home. Call Jeannie B's Tours for that reservation, 320-345-1581. For more information about extended tours happening with Jeannie B's Tours, mark your calendar for the travel show Meet and Greet. That's going to happen April 9th at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. Sessions are at 2 and 4, also 5 and 7. An included light meal will be served at 4:30. You will see presentations for Alaska, Ireland, Germany, and more. Again, call 320-345-1581 to reserve for a meal. And like Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And again, that is the information from Jeannie B's Tours. And boy, you talk about excitement. Jeannie is all wound up and ready to go for another traveling season. She just can't wait to get going. And she hopes that you will be joining her on one of the many trips that she has going. Again, call 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Iapoca Band, and this is one that Lori mentioned, the one that she really likes on the CD. It's one called the Golden Star Polka. Iapoca. Thank you. Golden Star Polka with the I Polka Band. 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 38, our temperature here in Albany. They do a nice job on country tunes, two steps, and here's one called The Blackboard of My Heart, the I Polka Band. I Polka Band, yes, the Blackboard of My Heart. And Lori Nissel-Lochner on the vocal there. Nice, nice job. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. And starting next week, we're going to have another sponsor on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Kevin's Countryside will be back again, visiting with Kevin this week. And boy, he's got a boatload of brand new hustlers already in for you. And so there's one with your name on out there as well. So stop on by and talk to Kevin. Find out which one he's got planned for you. You bet. For more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. Yes, he carries those. He's your authorized hustler brand lawnmower dealer. And, of course, he also carries that Eagle battery-powered line of equipment there that 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment, the weed eaters, the weed trimmers, the backpack blowers, the handheld blowers, lawnmowers, snow blowers, all of that. He's got all of that on hand for you. And just a busy place out there, but a fun place to visit. And Kevin always has time for you. It's one thing I like about him. He is always takes time, no matter how many people show up. He takes them as they come in, and he keeps everybody entertained. And the guy is really knowledgeable. He can fix anything, I think. I mean, he is just so, so good. And he can sharpen your blades, change your lubricants. So if your lawnmower needs servicing, getting ready for the upcoming season, now is a good time to give Kevin a call. Get it out there, get it serviced up so you're ready to go when that grass starts coming up and turning green. Kevin's Countryside. For more information, give him a call, 320-363-7459. And he's got brand new brochures out there for all of those new hustlers. He's got the residential lawnmowers, and he's got the commercial line. So no matter what your interest is there, he's got one for you. Stop out and check him out. Kevin's Countryside. He will be bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet starting next week. Coming up on 12:30 here on KASM, time for just a few more selections. One that Lori mentioned that they did and turned out to be such a great song for them that they put it on the CD. Johnny Cash number, I Walk the Line. The I Polka Band, yes, Johnny Cash number there, one called I Walk the Line. 27 minutes now before the hour 1 o'clock, 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice old-time polka. Elmer Scheid recorded this one back in the days, one called the 3M Polka. Here is the I Polka Band with the 3M Polka. The Iapolka Band. Nice number there, the 3M Polka. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. I'm going to do that with a nice waltz tune. This one's called the Erica Waltz, or sometimes better known as the Two Roses Waltz. The Iapolka Band. The Erica Waltz with the Iapolka Band, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 38 degrees here in central Minnesota.